At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas Senator John Cornyn said he's supporting fellow Senator Ted Cruz for re-election next year. The Senate Majority Whip also said he's running for re-election in 2020. Cornyn had previously declined to endorse Cruz for re-election, saying he would not get involved in any primary races. Cruz also refused to back Cornyn when he was seeking re-election in the 2014 primary. Cruz faces a challenge from Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke of El Paso. Now, Democrats are already speculating about whether they'll have a candidate who can take back the White House in 2020, but Minnesota Senator Al Franken says they can scratch him off the list. At this weekend's Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, he told Think host Chris Boyd why he won't run.
I think the president should be someone who wants to be president, and that's not I didn't think I was going to do this. I didn't think I was going to be a senator. Paul Wellstone, my friend who died in a plane crash in 2002, you know, he said that politics isn't about power. It isn't about winning for the sake of winning. It's not about money. It's about help. It's about improving people's lives. And that's what I'm doing this for. I know that the president is in better position to do that, but that's just not a job I have ever thought about doing. I've seen the presidency up a little closer as a senator than as a comedian, and it's a heavy duty job, unbelievable pressure, and I'm not sure that's one of them. I don't think my family doesn't want me to do that, and No.
Franken also discussed the future of health care, the economy, and his relationship with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Tune in today at 1 on Think. Studies have found most people don't follow safe practices with their contact lenses, even though doctors and manufacturers give specific instructions on how to use them. In today's Vital Signs, I talked about why with Dr. Judith Yep, an optometrist with Parkland Hospital.
Well, I think they get lulled into a misconception that it doesn't really harm their eyes because, you know, they've never had a complication before. And it just takes one incident to cause a severe infection.
What type of infections are we talking about?
The infections can be quite serious, and infections are mainly caused by germs, bacteria, fungus, viruses, and it could even be parasites. Normally found in any kind of water, even in our tap water.
How bad can the damage be to your eyes?
Quite serious. The sooner that it is addressed, the better it is.
Here are some of the most common bad habits, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Sleeping or napping while wearing lenses.
When you sleep, your eyes are closed. And so that does cut down the amount of oxygen that your eyes get. So sleeping in a contact lens is not really recommended because your eyes are already reduced a little bit with wearing a contact lens. But closing your eyes even reduces the oxygen more. So it causes a little bit more swelling, or what we call edema, into the corneas.
Swimming while wearing lenses.
There's those parasites that you can find in water, and you don't always kill all parasites. So when you swim in them, the water gets in contact with the contact lenses. And in that case, it can stay in your eye longer.
Not replacing lenses as often as prescribed.
Probably one of the biggest problems that occurs in most adults because they try to stretch the contact lenses out. However, when you wear a lens that's old or supposedly to be disposed of quicker, that creates a type of a bacterial host there, because they're not designed to last forever or last as long as a regular lens is. You can get protein buildup on the surface of the lens, and the eye can react to that. One of the common things we see, which is not really an infection, it's more of an inflammation. It's called abbreviations GPC, or giant papillary conjunctivitis. And so we can determine if a patient's not disposing their lenses as described when we take a look at their follow-up, and we can see if there's these little bumps that are forming on the underside of their lens.
Not regularly replacing storage cases.
Well, the same, if your hygiene habits depends on how clean your cases are. Mm-hmm. And if your contact lens case has not been replaced very frequently, And it's common, you just open your case and you'll see this kind of debris that's trapped on the case underneath the eye case lids. Mm-hmm. And what that is bacteria. You know, so you need to really clean your cases really good or just replace them.
This is the case that holds the solution?
Yes.
For the lens?
Yes. They're not designed to last extremely long periods of time. So I would recommend about every 3 months replacing them. And still, even in between the time you're using them, to rinse them off with the approved solutions to clean the cases, mm-hmm. and just let them air dry, because bacteria and viruses, all the germs really like to have a humid environment. If you just rinse your case and leave it, close it back up, that's a humid chamber there that can cause them to grow.
Storing lenses in tap water.
It's full of parasites, and there's nothing there to prevent the parasites from entering into your contact lenses.
And not visiting an eye doctor at least once a year.
Most of the time, your follow-up is what's important to make sure that you're not going into having problems with contact lenses. Mm-hmm. And if you go in before you're having problems, sometimes we can see subacute problems before you have the problems. So if, for say, you decided to stretch your contact lenses out, not replace them as recommended, when we take a look at the health of the eye, we can tell that there might be signs of GPC or protein buildup or small signs of cornea swelling that may not be symptomatic yet. But if you continue along the same process, then it could become a big problem that may take longer to resolve or can become an infection.
Dr. Yep, thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Dr. Judith Yep is an optometrist with Parkland Hospital. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high near 92 expected today, overnight low 74, 20% chance of rain tomorrow. It's 74 degrees in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth.